panel discussion at all. Try as I might to bring him out and have him interact with the other panelists, he really would just mutter something and say something sarcastic and shrink back and ask other people about that. But he did give a classic Vonnegutian 6-minute speech near the beginning of the event. So as our tribute to Kurt Vonnegut this morning, here it is in its entirety. Kurt Vonnegut speaking without script, without notes, in 2003 on the question, is the Bill of Rights in peril?
Thank you. Well, we have suffered a terrible technological calamity. Television is now our form of government. And it seems to me so much of what the administration is doing is purely show business. And the Patriot Act is showing their determination. And, you know, George W. Bush landing on an aircraft carrier. Was he at the controls? Anyway, the part of the First Amendment that seems terribly endangered now, is utterly useless, is the right of the people to peaceably assemble to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And during the Vietnam War, we so gathered. And during the preparations for the attack on Iraq, we peaceably gathered. Nobody comes. Nobody reports it, although we're civilized, actually wearing a necktie. And there is no attention paid to people peaceably assembling anymore. Now, on the Second Amendment, I can live with that, is if people... We'll just read the whole thing. Is what it says is, "Hey, Charlton Heston, please protect us. Join the National Guard." So much seems serious, but the Patriot Act seems to me bluster. It's just showing how determined they are, how tough they are against a and I must say, this war is the goddamnedest mess I ever saw. As you do not treat soldiers this way. That George Bush got for Christmas. And never have American soldiers been subjected to such strain day and night, surrounded by people who do not like them, whose language they do not speak. You must not do the soldiers, who are also human beings. And ordinarily in a wartime, soldiers are relieved from time to time because the human body cannot stand such a strain. The nervous system cannot stand such a strain. But there seems to be no sense in the administration of how much a soldier can stand. They don't care. And yes, they can take it. They can stomach it as these guys are killed. Their lives are ruined. Their families are removed from their families and from their jobs. And support our troops. But when I was in the war, another one, is I wrote home and said... the sooner you quit buying war bonds, the sooner I'll be home. But supporting our troops is to rescue them. That's what you do for fellow Americans in terrible trouble.